Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So things are getting expensive. It's just airplane fuel, gas prices going up. It's really, really starting to take its toll. And many people blame the truckers. Don't be blaming the truckers. I get why the trucker shortage is an issue. But if you see a trucker, please give them a hug. So trucker shortages are one of the things being attributed to possible fuel shortages at some airports. American Airlines told its pilots to actually conserve fuel by using a single engine while taxiing if a plane allows for that. By no means should they be, I believe, using a single engine in flight. So I think just while taxiing. But American Airlines is among other carriers that are facing possible fuel shortages. What happens when there's a fuel shortage? The price goes up. So American Airlines said in a statement Monday, "We are aware of fuel supply issues at some airports, predominantly across the western United States, affecting a number of carriers." The company said the issue was largely caused by a shortage of truck drivers and fuel trucks. And in some cases, pipeline allocations are also contributing to the issue. It said it has not had to cancel flights. Now, state officials in Nevada, including Governor Steve Sisolak, warned Saturday of, quote, potential jet fuel shortages that could delay cargo delivery and passenger travel at the Reno Tahoe International Airport. I lived in Reno. I went to medical school at UNR. That airport is fantastic. It's great. You're in and out. It's a good airport. Stinks that they have to have those struggles. They said the governor and congressional delegation expect the airlines and fuel companies to make options available to them to help support the public. To be clear, another failure to secure adequate fuel supplies is unacceptable. That's what Sisolak said in a joint statement with three members of the Nevada congressional delegation. So we don't know the extent of the possible problems at other airports. Representatives from the FAA did not immediately answer. We're not sure, you know, what that means in terms of you and travel, but not only are airlines there for travel, but they're for cargo. And so if you thought, you know, prices were going up, you ain't seen nothing yet. Federal officials are supposed to be tracking and addressing issues. We just don't really have a lot of details yet. Southwest Airlines says they have no operational concerns. Southwest said it was flying fuel into areas with lower fuel quantities so we could keep our operation moving with minimal customer impact. So that's pretty good. I mean, if you do have airlines that can handle it, great. But, you know, this trucker shortage is something that's going to continue to plague. And I told you, one of my theories is the marijuana rules. So, I don't misconstrue what I'm saying. I'm not saying truckers smoke marijuana. But when you get a CDL, when you go for your CDL, your commercial driver's license, and you do your Department of Transportation physical, you have to say no to using marijuana. So you are, I don't believe you are able to qualify if you're a marijuana user. I don't know if that's going to change when it comes to the feds legalizing it as they're moving forward. But marijuana use is not something you can hide anymore, especially since people getting legal weed, when they, you know, walk into a store, there's documentation, I believe. I think you have to show your driver's license. I don't know all the, I don't really go into the places, but from what I understand, it's not like Walmart where you can just go and buy something. Also, now with cameras everywhere, if you're caught lying, you could lose your CDL license. and lose your job. So if somebody's been out of work for 15, 16 months, and they have a rhythm going with their life and their lifestyle, and it might include pot, and they're being told, you know, look, you can come back to work as a driver, they might not want to lose their license. Because here's the other thing, too. When you come back, you know, eventually you have to recertify. So there's going to have to be something you legally sign saying you are not, you know, using a federally illegal substance or something that could impede your driving. There's a lot of medications you cannot be on if you're a CDL driver. So there's so many obvious, you know, pieces to this puzzle, but I don't think people realize that piece. And that's a biggie. And I don't know what the answer is. You know, I don't think they're going to make a law saying if you're a driver, you can use, you know, you're not supposed to drink, but you drink on your time off, the alcohol gets out of your system. Marijuana can be cumulative. Marijuana can accumulate in your system and be there longer. Which also means if you get pulled over, you can be positive. With alcohol, usually it's out of your system next day. Marijuana, you could still test positive. So it can really kind of mess with the trucking industry. And we need our truckers for everything, from our food to our fuel, you know, to our so much of our supply. And so in addition to the labor shortage problems we're having, in terms of people, you know, kind of reluctant to go back to work. In fact, it's interesting. So I was at a restaurant this weekend, and there was a couple that was, two friends that were talking. And I saw them when we were waiting for our table. And then when we left, we walked out roughly at the same time. And in the parking lot, they're joking around. And somebody said, are you working now? And they're like, not till they stop paying us more money, or not till I'm making less. And they were joking about it, you know, and I saw them and I smiled and all that. But that I mean, I don't blame them. If you're making more money with unemployment, why give that up and make less money to go back to work? It's not their fault. So in addition to labor shortage issues with that, where you're collecting unemployment, you could collect more money. You know, changing your lifestyle and you're now possibly being disqualified. Because, you know, look, marijuana was legal. Marijuana was available. If you're not working, people were like, I might as well use it. So I think that's a big part of this. 1-877-DR-LEE.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the U.S. is definitely catching up. And we are, I think, in second place now with medals in the Tokyo. Actually, no, you know what? I think we might have the most overall medals in the Tokyo Summer Olympics. I believe we now have 25, including gold. I think China has more gold. I think we have 9 gold, and China might have 10. But for the most part, we're starting to rack up the we're starting to definitely rack up the medals. A lot of drama and a lot has kind of gone on in the last 24 hours. Rising Australian star swimmer Ariane Titmus beat American Katie Ledecky in the women's 400-meter freestyle finals. Ledecky is a favorite gold medal winner, and she was ahead, and then Titmus was able to kind of beat her at the end. Great Britain's Tom Daley and Maddie Lee won the 10-meter synchronized diving, beating favorite China and securing Daley his first gold medal. Nayisha Momiji became the youngest Olympic gold medalist in Japan's history with her win in women's street skateboarding event. So the U.S. has won 9 gold medals. Carissa Moore for surfing, women's shortboard. Chase Kalis for swimming, men's 400-meter individual medley. Team USA swimming, men's 4x100-meter freestyle relay. Woo-hoo. Will Shaner shooting, 10-meter air rifle men. Vincent Hancock shooting skeet men. Amber English shooting skeet women. Good. I want people to know that in America we know how to shoot. So I'm pretty happy about that. Lee Kiefer, fencing, women's foil individual. Anastasia Zelotic, taekwondo for women, the 57 kilograms. Lydia Jacoby for swimming, women's 100-meter breaststroke. So well done. We got a bunch of silvers. Mary Tucker and Lucas Kaczynski for shooting, mixed team air rifle. Jessica Parado and Delaney Schnell for diving. Katie Ledecky for swimming, the women's 400 freestyle. Jay Litherland swimming, men's 400-meter individual medley. Emma Wyant swimming, women's 400-meter individual medley. U.S. women's team gymnastics got silver. We'll tell you what. U.S. team dressage. U.S. team women's tournament softball. All right, I'm on it. What's dressage? Hold on a second here. What is? I don't think getting dressed is an Olympic. What is dressage? Okay. No, I don't. I think that's curling. Where you? No. Okay. Oh, it's the horse. Yeah, I remember I was watching this and there was a horse that looks like it was like listening. It said the art of riding and training a horse in a manner that develops obedience, flexibility, and balance. So I guess we won silver in dressage. So that's kind of nice. Huh. All right. Now I just lost all our numbers of our... Oh, man. Okay. I can't get my cats and dogs to do what I say. I can never do it with a horse. U.S. team women's tournament won softball, silver, bronze. Kiernan Smith swimming, men's 400-meter freestyle. Haley Flickinger swimming, women's 400 medley. Team USA swimming, women's 400-meter freestyle relay. Jagger Eaton skateboarding, men's street. Katie Zafaris triathlon, women's individual. Reagan Smith swimming, women's 100-meter backstroke. Ryan Murphy swimming, men's 100-meter backstroke. And Lily King swimming, women 100-meter breaststroke. So pretty cool. Good job. So the there was obviously some drama when it came to the U.S. team gymnastics. And, you know, Simone Biles I am a huge fan of. And so just to kind of recap what happened, and I think it was when we were asleep, she was expected to lead the U.S. to gold in the team final. Now, this is the team. This isn't so much the individual. But apparently, after her vault, which I think she got like a 15.136, she still did really, really well. After her vault, she didn't look happy. She spoke with her trainer, and then she left with a medical, one of the medical officers. And then she returned. She had told her, there's some video of her talking to her teammates saying, it's okay, I'm fine, I've been to the Olympics, you guys have trained your whole life for this. And she withdrew from the team competition. U.S. still made silver. And they all got silver medals, and she was there supporting and you know, being there for her team. But the Russian Olympic Committee ended up claiming the gold. And, you know, Simone is 24 years old, and, you know, she said she needed to focus on her well-being, and she noted that there is more to life than sport. Now, these comments closely echo those made by Naomi Osaka. Naomi Osaka quit the French Open earlier this year, citing her own mental health struggles. There was an uproar because she didn't want to do press at the tournament, but understandably so, that's a hard thing to talk about. She did, though, end her Olympic trial in the third round, just hours before Simone had quit her team final. And, you know, Simone had insisted that she withdrew not to cost her teammates their shot. Oh, yeah, so it's not cost her teammates a shot at the winning the medal. This just shows what an amazing athlete Simone is to withdraw so it wouldn't mess up her team from winning. I think that shows such grace, such stamina, such strength, such unselfish team devotion. She is, to me, an all-star. And she said she was not in the right headspace to perform to the best of her ability. Now, we aren't sure if she's going to compete in any of the individual event finals. She did qualify for all five, but she admitted that she needs to take things day by day. The next event that she is scheduled to take part on is the women's all-around final, and that's on Thursday. She has qualified in the top spot, and she would be defending her Olympic title. And maybe she just needs a couple days, you know? So, you know, I still think she has a future ahead of her. I think, you know, and I would not be surprised if she does, continue on with the Olympics. But, you know, people were, you know, saying, well, she's struggling with mental illness and all that. I can't see a more finer example of mental strength than looking at where her team was going to be and what she needed to do. And to be able to take that step back, that is just, you know, it's to me a sign of strength, you know. And she said there's more to life than just gymnastics. You know what? It's interesting. If people are saying, oh, you know, did she have a breakdown? No, she didn't have a breakdown. All right. You know, she had a bad vault during the qualifiers. She felt she had a bad vault this next time. You need to feel it. I forget which game it was. It was a few years back where the Broncos lost a safety in, like, the first few seconds of the game, and then the Broncos just never recovered. Was it Broncos Seahawks? I need to double check. And they just never recovered. The, you know, when you feel down, and I see this all the time with athletes and teams, is when you feel like you've, you know, you're not at your best, it consumes you. It's a snowball effect. And you really need that momentum. And remember, these athletes are very well trained, but they're also very used to having crowds and having people say, we love you, we love you, you got this, you got this. In a quiet arena where the silence is deafening, it's weird. Not to mention the stress that these athletes have gone through. The second any of them test positive, they have to withdraw. How do you, with all the COVID restrictions, you know, and, you know, your dreams of, you know, being around others and having that emotional support, you can't be around others because if you get COVID, you're out. I don't know how they're able to compete. And so, you know, this Olympics has definitely been, you know, one for the history books. And I believe we do have Olympians who are winning, but I think we have a lot of Olympians that aren't winning. And they need to, you know, it's one of those things where I think a lot of people that wanted to be there and felt fine and did everything they were supposed to, vaccinated, tested positive, and they can't compete. They really got a raw deal, and it's just been rough. There were apparently during one of the triathlons there was a boat in the way when the people were doing their initial dive, so some people started off a couple meters behind others. I mean, and I know things happen. You know, in these games there's always something, and but it's just the drama that 2020 and now 21B is just continuing. And so, you know, hopefully Simone takes the couple days she needs. She's able to get back out there and, you know, we'll see. But, you do have to be in the right headspace. That doesn't necessarily mean you have mental illness. It just means that, you know, it's not just a physical, but it's also a mental sport. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of homes keeps soaring. A new report found home prices jumped 16.6% in May of this year compared to the same month last year. That's the highest mark in the report's history, and the 20-year composite index revealed the biggest year-over-year price jumps happened in Phoenix, San Diego, and Seattle. A House Select Committee is investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. In her opening statements at the hearing, Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney said the violence that day cannot go uninvestigated. Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson calling the attack on the Capitol planned and coordinated. Life without parole is the sentence for Georgia spa killer Robert Aaron Long, who pled guilty on Tuesday. Long admitted to shooting and killing four people at a spa back in March in Cherokee County, north of Atlanta. USA Radio News. American gymnast Simone Biles is citing mental health concerns as the reason for withdrawing from the gymnastics team finals at the Olympics.
They were like crying. I was like, you guys need to relax. You're going to be fine without me. Go out there. You kick some butt just like you've done in training and just lay it out on the floor and see what happens.
After Biles withdrew from the team finals, the USA Gymnastics Twitter account tweeted she bowed out because of a medical issue. A Hong Kong protester is convicted in the first trial under a new tough security law.
Tong Ying Kit, the first person to be charged and tried under Hong Kong's national security law imposed by Chinese authorities, was found guilty of terrorism and inciting secession by three judges Tuesday. The 24-year-old had pleaded not guilty to the charge and was denied a jury trial. The maximum sentence is life in prison. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So also revisiting the top headline, the CDC is going to release new guidance today recommending fully vaccinated Americans wear masks indoors if they live in COVID hotspots. This is a reversal of guidance released by the agency just a few weeks ago in May. As you know, cases in the U.S. have increased by 376% in the past month, largely because of the Delta variant. The Delta variant is also causing an increase in breakthrough cases, though those cases are often less severe. So the CDC will recommend on Tuesday that vaccinated Americans should wear masks indoors. I don't believe they've published it yet, but it sounds like that's what they're going to do. Now, they haven't released specific information on the definition of a hotspot, but a Daily Mail analysis of Johns Hopkins data shows that cases of the virus are increasingly rapidly in states such as Arkansas, Florida, Louisiana, Missouri, and Texas. The CDC's recommendations will not be binding, and they say no states are going to be required to listen to the agency, but guidance often informs policy decisions made across the country at the state and local levels. So, as you know, the Delta variant that originated in India has now made its way to be the most prominent of the strains. And over the past month, the average new daily cases across the country have increased by 376% from 11,887 to 56,635 cases yesterday. The CDC is expected to make their announcement in the next half hour. So the public health leaders in our administration, they say, have made the determination based on data that this is a way to make sure Americans are protected, their loved ones are protected, and that's an extra step given the transmissibility of the virus. This is according to Jen Psaki, White House press secretary. So remember, March 2020, the CDC recommended that Americans not wear masks. On March 8th, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, said during an appearance on CBS's 60 Minutes, there's no reason to be walking around with a mask. Now, that was original. I understood why the hospitals didn't have enough PPE. They wanted to make sure people didn't hoard the supplies. All resources had to go to hospitals. And World War II, we had rationing. You know, I wasn't surprised by that. But then the agency later admitted it feared the public civilians would hoard existing supply of masks, exacerbating the PPE shortage in hospitals. So on April 3rd, the CDC reversed its decision and then recommended Americans wear masks in public areas due to increased understanding about the spread of the virus via airborne droplets. Then, 1 year later, the CDC said fully vaccinated Americans did not have to wear masks outdoors due to risk of outdoor transmission being less than 0.1%. How it took a whole year to get to there? Well, we didn't have the vaccine till end of December. So I get it. I get it. I'm not a fan, but I get it. Just 2 months prior, the CDC then, after a lot of pressure, said, look, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear masks indoors and in most situations. The problem is vaccinated individuals can carry the virus, and they can spread the virus, and they still can get sick. So many people think that the guidance is confusing, that maybe the CDC should have never removed the masks. The problem is you have a public that is just really beyond frustrated with the way things went down. And it wasn't just about the masks. You really lost the public support when you went after their jobs. You know, I don't think the mask issue would have been that big a deal and that controversial if you didn't have governors close down businesses by mandate and threaten jobs to be lost. It could have been voluntary. I'm telling you right now, my businesses, we were going to close down temporarily before it was mandated. You know, because, you know, that schools were closed, kids were coming home, my employees had to be there for the kids, if the daycares are closed, so we were going to close down temporarily. But don't threaten us if we want to open up or if some of our employees wanted to work and feed their families. Now, true, unemployment insurance then was beefed up, extra $600 a week, so people could still, I don't know if Trump got credit or Congress got credit, but during the Trump administration, that's what happened. The extra unemployment benefits were extended, albeit smaller, and then they still don't expire until September, which has caused in and of itself another issue. So the masks, I don't get my panties all up in a bunch with the masks. I know most of the masks you guys are wearing don't really do much. It's a barrier. Maybe you have some protection. I really like the N95 respirators, and I wish those could be passed out to everybody. But you really, really ticked off the public when you threatened and you jailed people who were trying to work. Now you have a country thinking that you could do anything. I never thought I would witness somebody say you can't work. I mean, I thought I'd witness a draft. I thought I'd witness. I don't ever remember America saying, you guys are forced. I mean, did it happen in the Spanish flu where people had to, for so long, not be able to work or only work? I don't know. I wasn't around then, but I just didn't think I would see that in the year 2020 or the year 2021. So, yeah, people are giving Fauci a hard time, but giving the CDC a hard time. I don't give the CDC and Fauci a hard time. It was just a cluster. But, you start to mess with people's income, they get mad. And that's also what's happening now in terms of vaccine mandates. If you're threatening somebody that they are going to lose their job if they don't take an experimentally FDA approved drug, again, you're angering people. I trust the vaccine. I got the vaccine. I wouldn't mandate it, but I trust it. Still, you're going after people's livelihood. People don't want them that mess with. Now, interestingly, Governor Chris Sununu, Republican of New Hampshire, and I apologize, now my computer, of course, is trying to shift. He has signed a bill into law this week banning state-run facilities from requiring COVID vaccines. It's called the Medical Freedom Bill. It bans public facilities from requiring a COVID vaccine to enter. Law does not override rules requiring routine vaccines for students, though. And this is definitely an interesting position where it's the New Hampshire Governor Sununu, where he does not want facilities to discriminate against people that haven't been vaccinated. This new law does not apply to county nursing homes, state psychiatric hospital, or other medical facilities operated by the state or other governmental bodies. The law does supersede the state law regarding vaccinations as a prerequisite for admission. Oh, it does not supersede the state law regarding vaccinations as a prerequisite for admissions to school. That law lists 7 required vaccinations, but it doesn't include the COVID-19 vaccine, which is going to be a topic that is going to come up. You know, is it, you know, can schools force parents to vaccinate their kids? So far, the legal experts and I think a Supreme Court ruling in the early 1900s had protected the entities mandating the vaccine, saying it was for public health. But when you have vaccinated individuals sick and still spreading the virus, now you start to question, well, wait a second here. So you're letting that person that could still be carrying the virus in, but you're not letting me? And you're letting that person work that actually got COVID, went to work with COVID, while they were vaccinated, but I don't get to. So it's going to be very, very interesting. Not to mention, now that the ADA has been expanded, the Americans with Disabilities Act, to cover long COVID, those with long COVID symptoms, are they going to be protected under the ADA to not get the vaccine? 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we spoke about the other day how some people who received the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine might need to mix it up and get a Moderna or a Pfizer to increase their immunity against the Delta variant. So if you thought the Johnson & Johnson was just going to be a one-off and then you could be done, There's some concern that some people might think you were, quote-unquote, under-vaccinated. Now, let me tell you right now, there has been no discussions from a government standpoint regarding or a guidance standpoint for anybody who received the Johnson & Johnson to then turn around and go and get another booster. But you do have many people concerned about the variants that they are asking for it. So it's being reported here by Daily Mail that some Americans who got the Johnson & Johnson one-dose COVID-19 vaccine are now seeking out booster shots of other vaccines. This still is not being recommended by U.S. health officials. One study showed that the Johnson & Johnson induced antibody titers were far less than the Pfizer and the Moderna, but they were still there. I believe the natural immunity was even stronger than the Johnson & Johnson, but not as strong as the Pfizer or Moderna. It though really depends on the variant, though, because they looked at a whole variety of variants. So some people want extra protection. And another question that people are going to have is, when do the third boosters get given if there's so much vaccine hesitancy by those who don't want any? So there are many people that have reached out to me saying, how do I get my third shot? I don't even think it's being given out yet. And in fact, study authors, even with this one study that came out last week, said, look, don't pursue, you know, public officials should just try to get initial vaccines done first. But you have many people out there going, look, are the vaccines going to expire? If somebody doesn't want them, should I just get them? Now, other studies have suggested that boosters might be necessary for cancer patients, organ transplant recipients, others with weakened immune systems. Countries including France, Israel, South Korea are already allowing boosters and mix and match shots for certain patients, especially those who are immunocompromised. But health officials still need to, you know, we haven't done studies on what a booster shot does. So we don't. You know, the FDA can't approve it until there's been a study showing what three shots can do. But some people are concerned about the Delta variant and want to protect themselves. So they believe that people infected with the Delta variant are, quote, super contagious, about 1,000 times, having 1,000 times as many copies of the virus in their respiratory tracts compared to people infected with the original strain of COVID. As a result, those patients who receive the Johnson & Johnson or AstraZeneca vaccines, which appear to be less effective than Pfizer and Moderna, might want to boost their immune system. So, you know, I'm not telling people to do that yet. Not until the CDC gives us guidance. I understand that many people are interested in it and would like that extra protection. We'll keep you guys posted. Walmart is offering 100% free college tuition and books for all of its 1.5 million employees in a bid to lure workers back. The retail giant is investing $1 billion into its college education program. The program works with 10 college partners that offer classes and degrees to Walmart employees. Previously, the program required the workers to pay $1 a day fee. This is huge. It is the largest private U.S. employer. Said it will be investing $1 billion over the next 5 years into career development for its employees and drop the current $1 a day fee workers are required to pay. The announcement comes as consumer demand is soaring and the U.S. economy is having trouble getting people back to work. Walmart employees can choose from 10 different college partners, University of Arizona, Southern New Hampshire University, Penn Foster, Purdue, among others, through the Live Better for You program. 8,000 Walmart employees have received a degree through the program. 52,000 have taken part since its creation in 2018. Now, Walmart also has raised their average pay for U.S. hourly workers to at least $15.25 an hour. That was back in February. Then in March, it said it would further boost pay for its hourly workers on the U.S. East and West Coast, where the cost of living is higher and competition for labor among retailers is more intense. So they are stepping it up. So you see, this is why, again, you don't have to mandate. I really think the market's going to drive it. If somebody wants to attract people, they're going to step it up. I just, though, would like some clarification on how you study when you're working full-time, or do you get to work part-time? So I went to school. I worked three part-time jobs, but the reason why I worked three part-time jobs wasn't so much that I was a super student, as I was hungry, I had to support myself, but the jobs allowed for me to do a few hours here, a few hours there. It's not that I had to clock in for 8 hours straight. So if I, let's say, had a class in the morning and lab, and I got out at noon, and then I didn't have a class till 5:30 at night, I could work from 1 to 5 somewhere. Or I could tutor. And then I could tutor. If I had like a couple hour break, I could go and tutor. So there was that flexibility that I had. But I gotta tell you, I had to study. And studying came first. So I do wonder how these companies allow people to be able to go back to college, because you kind of have to work. The whole purpose is to get you to work. So my guess is they might be night classes. You know, you might be getting like an associate's, you know, rather than a 2-year associate's full time, maybe 4 years. I'm not sure. I don't think you're going to get a medical degree, but it definitely, starts to kind of step up the game. You know, Biden had said, and it kind of looked like he was a little tone deaf, he had told a restaurant owner, John Lanny, during the town hall that, you know, if you want to get, you know, more workers back, pay them more. But what they also don't understand is, you know, you can only pay so much before prices go up. You know, we're going to be talking a lot about shrinkflation. Shrinkflation is where you might be paying the same for a sandwich, but the sandwich is a lot smaller. And I'm noticing that. I went to a restaurant where the prices were the same pre-pandemic. I'm like, this is incredible. But then I saw the sandwich. It was like 33% smaller. So that's how you save money. You know? If somebody's going to pay for it. I'm glad people at Walmart are going to get some college education. I think that's fantastic. But I'm telling you right now, if prices go up at Walmart, I'm not buying there. You know? And Amazon started to beat Walmart's price, especially with their shipping. But then Amazon started to get more expensive. So I went back to Walmart online. So again, it's going to be, you know, demand, you know, supply and demand. Scientists warn they have no accurate way to predict when an apocalyptic supervolcano explosion could occur because previous blasts were so rare and started in completely different ways. So that's not good. They looked at 13 super eruptions from the past 2 million years. All 13 were vastly different. Others erupted suddenly and violently, some gradually. Those eruptions lasted for varying lengths of time, some as short as a few days, other decades. Now, the Yellowstone supervolcano is what everybody's kind of freaking out about. When is Yellowstone going to erupt again? And some people are concerned that could be coming soon. But it last erupted 600 million years ago. So it's really hard to Google, you know, and get some data. It has erupted at least 10 times over the past 16 million years. Again, none, you know, during the time when we had some iPhones, right, to capture some stuff. So, I can't tell you either. I want to go to Yellowstone, but I am a little nervous. I don't want to be there when it happens. The 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.